We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. Welcome to the sunny side. The sun rises here. We hold it today to be worthy of note. It's 19 minutes past 12 on the clock. Welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info. And today, which we hold to be worthy of note, I intend to bring elements of noteworthy stories to the conversation this afternoon and ask that you inform the listening audience what you make of the situation. Well, I'm speaking specifically of the issues in Nigeria that we hear, see, and attempt to follow up. So I think the citizens lament poverty, insecurity, economic policies that may or may not be serving the public. But if the... someone called them whalers yesterday. Someone called the show, was it yesterday or 2 days ago? And referred to a group of persons within society as whalers. Well, I like to borrow that term. I guess it fits for the description in the moment that there are people who are wailing. And I'm not even sure now if that caller who called in is speaking to those who may have a political leaning or those who are wailing against the trite politics that's forcing people to cry about water, Gary, rice. What are the commodities now? I got the last time I got a bucket of crayfish. Actually, it's the Igbos call it oporo. That's like the larger dried crayfish. Yeah. It's crayfish. The crayfish is this. There's crayfish, the smaller sized ones. Then there's the largest, the prawns dried. Okay, good. You kind of get it. And I wanted to get last weekend, and I was told that the paint bucket that I got the last time for, I think, 5,000 or 6,000 is now 12,000. So a paint bucket is 12. It just doubled, basically. And I got that sometime last year. I'm not sure what month last year, but I would say mid to late last year. Can't remember. Now it's 12,000, so it's doubled. And I can imagine that every necessary commodity equally has doubled, in many cases, probably even tripled in price. And so there are people wailing against the effects of the fall of the Naira, the poverty, insecurity. You know, I've spent the last few days thinking about insecurity, but just when I was trying to fully comprehend and even approach a guest for the Plateau, the Mangu area of Plateau State to come on the show and speak on insecurity there, then Ekiti happened. And there's something about what happened in Ekiti that almost makes me wonder whether Nigerians are apathetic, tired, or have come to accept what's happening. So we hear that two monarchs were killed in Ekiti State. Two monarchs were killed in Ekiti State. So culturally, I guess a monarch is supposed to symbolize something. And given that I may not necessarily have the words to properly describe what their seat mean, what the title holds, what the throne represents, I have an excerpt today to play you from their parliament floor to share with you. It's quite emotional though, but I'll play that for you, then make a few more references that are noteworthy and have you come into the conversation with what you think is happening and what you think should happen. Now, the problem with killing Nigerians and then the silence, as I've told you before, guarantees that it will happen again. Oh, by the way, yesterday in the news, there was also another report of... So the headline goes, unknown gunmen strike again. Abuja, two sisters have been abducted and they're asking for 30 million. This is almost feeling like second culture at this point. It's like you wake up and someone's been snatched and someone is asking for money. And the police say they're trying, the military say they're trying, but somehow these guys are never really arrested, prosecuted, killed. There's nothing done to mitigate it, and so it just continues. It feels as though we wake up to the sun and expect that with a guarantee with which we're sure the sun is going to shine in equal measure, someone is going to strike and nothing will happen. We hold it to be worthy of note. My name's Joyce. We're off on a break. When we come back, the conversation on Nigeria Info kicks off. My name's Joyce. So our first hour, we'll talk about a few developments in society. And after that, I have two topics I'm considering. You know, I want us to continue the conversation on Third Mainland Bridge. There's also the female officer who accused the military of sexual harassment, and I don't even have enough time on the clock, but maybe we'll just do them one at a time. If we don't finish today, if God gives us tomorrow, we continue tomorrow. My name's Joyce. Welcome to radio. You're on the Sunny Side.
One, first of all, let me introduce myself. Mr. Speaker, my name is Akitunero Timi Jr., and I represent the good people of Ekiti North 1 federal constituency comprising Ikoyi and Oye local governments. Mr. Speaker, it's my pleasure to present this motion of urgent national importance on the criminality currently ravaging Ekiti State. The House notes that there has been an increase in criminal activities in Ekiti North 1 federal constituency in recent times, resulting in the loss of lives and property. The House also notes that the constituency is exposed to peculiar security challenges due to the nature of our forest and topography, and more painfully because Ekiti Federal Roads are some of the most dilapidated in the entire country. Further notes that on Monday, January 29, 2024, these criminals carried out a dastardly attack in the Okeako area. In Ikoyi local government area, resulting in the death of two traditional rulers, the Onimojo of Imojo Ekiti, Oba Dr. Olatunji Samuel Olushola, and the Eleso of Esu Ekiti, Oba David Babatunde Ogushaki, and leaving a host of others with life-threatening injuries. Shocked that this is not an isolated event, as in the past few days alone, a commercial driver was killed between Ayedo and Ayebode by armed bandits. And just yesterday, a school bus load of students were abducted in Emore, Ekiti, and their whereabouts is still unknown till now. Aware that the late Onimojo was an intellectual and highly intelligent historian, an orator who always spoke truth to power. Also aware that the late Lesu was a peace-loving king who was very hands-on in the development of Esu Ayedu communities. Further aware that because of the topography of the area and the bad roads, there has been an incursion of murderous elements who parade themselves as headsmen, leading to heightened insecurity. The House recognizes that the entire people of Imojo in Oye local government and Esu in the Ikoyi local government and the entire state have been thrown into mourning on account of the loss of our highly revered traditional rulers who were forces for community development, peace and stability in the constituency and the entire state. Cognizant that the Nigerian Army has a military outpost on that road, which has been non-functional as the only patrol on Tuesdays, leaving the communities exposed for the rest of the days. And the House resolves to observe a minute's silence in honor of the memory of the dearly departed monarchs. The House further urges the Chief of Army Staff to redeploy military personnel to the outpost along the Okeako area to enhance security and forestall a repeat of such acts. The House also directs the Inspector General of Police, the Commandant General of the Nigerian Security and Civil Defense Corps, and other security agencies to deploy more men to Ekiti North 1 and ensure that those who carried out those acts are fished out and brought to justice. The House also urges the security agencies to put all measures in place to rescue the school children and teachers who were abducted in Emore Ekiti. The House also compels the Ministry of Works and FEMA to immediately rehabilitate the Ayedu to Irele Road and other roads in the federal constituency. The House also mandates the House Committee on Legislative Compliance to ensure compliance and report back to the House. So it, I so move, Mr. Speaker. Yes.
Take it easy, Honorable. Take it easy.
There is a supposition that there is a way you can take it easy enough that maybe the problem will disappear, or maybe there's a way you can take it easy enough and the weights would not be much of a burden to bear. I'm not sure what we mean when we say take it easy. I think it was just words to console him. But the problem with the words of consolation is that it doesn't quite console in the most remote sense. So you have his saying, and that's a House of Reps member, Akin Rotimi, representing Ekiti North. He says, well, bad roads, one issue, two monarchs killed. So for me, I think I want to just sit with the possibility that in a traditional sense, or in any sense, the monarchy represents something of the people, for them, a symbol, an ideology. And so when you go beyond just killing the people and you're killing their symbols, that paints you a different kind of picture. A picture that I'm sure every Nigerian is full aware of, have seen once too many. Like I told you, I was going to speak on the killing of 30 persons in Plateau attack. So here was how the headline from The Punch read it: gunmen kill 30 in fresh attack in Plateau State. And this was reported 24th January. Remember the incident in Plateau State from the Christmas Eve throughout the end of the year, because we heard, 24th something happened, I guess 26th, 30th. So as far as that last weekend, Christmas weekend goes, Plateau was just hail. Okay, and then in the news, I hear that a police rescue 5 kidnapped victims in Abuja. This was reported yesterday, and it's a separate news from the abduction of 2 sisters. So here is how Sahara Reporters puts it: kidnappers strike again in Kubwa, Abuja. Abducts 2 sisters, demand 30 million naira ransom. Demand 30 million Nigerian naira ransom. Sure. And this is me just saying that our problems need not just attention, but the presence of leaders, not just seen to be speaking for people, but standing before them in order to ensure that whatever problems they're dealing with, the leader is also there in it with them, trying to find the best solutions in order to cause the problems to go away. So 24th January, President Tinubu will be, departing Abuja to Paris. So as we speak, the president is not in the country. He's somewhere in Paris. Yeah, hold on a second. January 7th, it was reported that in the first 7 months in office, the president and his vice, Shettima, visited 16 countries, collectively spending 91 days in foreign engagements. Within the first 7 months, they spent 91 days. So within 7 months, they spent 3 months out of the country. All right, well, then there's the cost of that. There's the cost implication. I don't know whether you want to bother yourself with it or whether I should bother you with it. But at least the figures roughly estimate that the president has spent not less than 3.4 billion naira on local and foreign travels within 6 months of assuming office. 3.4 billion naira. It seems as though you've been left to deal with the problem. Look, I could be wrong, particularly when those who may have a political leaning would have a position or a persuasion or even a different interpretation. And so I'm hoping that today, which we hold to be worthy of note, allows for people who support any political party to call in and defend the political philosophy of that party, maybe even defend the president, defend what he is doing. I think the people need a kind of comforting. They need a solid, almost rigid figure that can impose confidence, but can also extend confidence and comfort to the people who hear of terror, people who experience terror, and people who need to be guaranteed that terror is not the next new wave of nightmare that they're going to have to deal with besides their poverty. So I got this video yesterday, and I want to share it with you just before I open up the telephone line. So it was a video of a Nigerian man who was railing about the cost of water. It's in Yoruba. Someone helped me out with the translation. But I think I'm trying to underscore something here, that there are people who are suffering, I guess, more than others. And then there are people who, given the difficulty of what it takes to survive, are beginning to complain. And if we have any answers, let's begin to air them on radio. Let's share them on radio. If you give me a moment, I can just fetch that audio for you. Well, don't expect me to explain it. You know, I'm practically zero on Yoruba. Let's talk. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. So I'm asking those who pretty much understand the complaint, the railing, to call and help those who may be without comprehension to understand what he's talking about. But fundamentally, your president is in Paris. Your president is not even home. Well, he's busy, I guess, with other more important things than securing the lives of Nigerians. And so as far as I can guess, it's my assumption that whatever this is not going away today. Let's talk. Welcome to Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. We hold it to be worthy of note. What's your name?
My name is Olumuyiwa.
Thank you very much for calling.
First and foremost, I don't listen to any radio program except your program anymore.
Why?
And once in 3 hours, I switched off my phone.
Yes.
And I have my reason. You are the one that is feeding up with what is happening.
You're breaking up. Your line isn't too clear.
Hello.
Okay.
Don't mind network. From the network, you know, let me go there more. You know that in Ghana, if you don't say hello, I hear myself back. Hello, yeah, I hear myself back. They shut down MTN for 2 weeks. We will not give you a last time. We don't do this no mess. They feed the network in Nigeria. Yes, I don't answer. That says ordinary 2 bag of pure water now, 500 naira. Pure water, bag, 2 bags. It was 5 before. Now, 2, 500. So what we poor man drink now, and the government, they are sleeping. Not that they don't care. You know.
Bless you.
I will not die.
You won't die.
Do you know why this country is like this?
Why? You can call me back if you need a moment.
We love religion more than factories, company, industry. When the factory in the 80s, I used to tell you that I eat in the factory. I move from one factory to another when I'm hungry. You will work in the factory, you will eat. So when the factory are shutting down, churches are buying them, we are praying, we are lamenting. Even a depot now is building gigantic doom. Doom that can contain 1 million people. And people are hungry. People are in Nigeria, we call now. Some may even criticize me. No more factory, no more industry, no more company. I'm a Christian. The money that the churches are making in a time like this, what are they converting it to? That man talk about revolution. That if not to fight, to fight. We can't fight the government. Let's fight those religious leaders first. Yo, we are the one. In fact, I am angry. I am angry. Do you know what is Dangote Cement now?
No.
In my area, 7,300.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Dangote Cement.
Okay.
So, which country are we building? I don't know the country we are building. In Ibadan, they said something they keep. Did they talk about it again? There was a bomb blast in Abuja on where before. Do we talk about it anymore? Somebody is now crying that they killed the king in Yoruba land. After crying, what did they say? Let's give them 1 minute silence. Who are they deceiving? See, if they don't approve this gun they are using, you have given terrorist guns against Nigerians, and you don't want Nigeria to carry ordinary blade on their pocket, and we are sleeping. Who next? In conclusion, when we the body of woman be on television, that burned by fire, when we saw woman be that they cut off their head, once it's not our family, it looked like a stick of wood. Until it comes to us. So who is the next? Are we going to die finish until we stand up? We have few people ruling us. I am a Nigerian president. I am a Nigerian culture. Doing nothing.
I appreciate your commentary and the passion with which you've laid it on me. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. Please bear with me. It's a short commercial break. And when we return, the conversation continues on the sunny side. We hold it to be worthy of note. My name's Joyce. I want you to win some money today. We're giving away 20,000 Nigerian Naira. You can play to win. Play safe. *347*880*3# on your phone. Or you go to the website directly, www.oneplay.ng. 20,000 up for grabs. Believe me, it's happening. Win and play responsibly. All right, that's out of the way. Let's get to the real McCoy. The president doesn't quite appear to be available. And everything else is happening alongside terror and poverty. And it's not taken, it's not covert. You know, the problems are not one that's, it's not hearsay anymore. It's as though you're living next to it. It's next door now. It could practically pay you a visit. And we're in a situation where more... It's as though we are crying, but nobody's really listening. Yeah. I mean, we're told that they are listening, but where's the proof? And so for those who may support a political philosophy, political party, for those who support a mandate, whichever ones are out there in the wind, I guess you may help us by pointing us in some direction, because... truly, this may just be an ignorant situation where people are missing out on the privileges right now available and the opportunities, and more concerned with the pain, the plight, the insecurity, the deaths, the poverty, like everything else. But the goodness of today's Nigeria. So on the sunny side, we're talking. So let's talk. Good to have you here, the sunny side.
Good afternoon, Lady J.
Yeah. Speak up. Go ahead. Real quick.
Yeah, good afternoon. Emeka is my name.
Welcome, Emeka. So good to have you on the show this afternoon. Thank you.
Pleasure is all mine. How much more worse is it going to get if we understand what is facing us as Nigerians? Mm. How much more worse is it going to get before we wake up from our self-induced reverie, citizens of a country.
This is hardly a reverie. This is not in the most remote sense anything like
the reverie in the sense that we seem not to understand that we are now becoming slaves and captives even in our own country, in our ancestral homes. I listened to the audio that you played where the rep member was weeping. He was weeping because a traditional institution or a monarch was a casualty, a victim of these savage attacks. Well, this is what the ordinary Nigerian has been facing all this while. Most of the incidents of killings, abductions in this country are underreported or never reported at all. They don't get to the media. Nigerians have woke up to the sad reality of poverty and insecurity at their doorstep. And dear sister, it is getting closer home. It is slowly coming home. The chicken is finally coming home to roost. Hello?
I'm with you. Go ahead. I'm with you.
You see, when we berated this administration for swimming in the ocean of violence via thuggery and ethnic profiling to power, we knew what we were talking about, because you better be careful what you wish for, because it might definitely come to you. Now, it has amplified the already bad situation in the country. Or else, how do you explain that people who swore to protect us, to protect lives and property, are too busy campaigning, even while in power, giving us reasons for what is happening? How do you explain that the commander-in-chief, the man at the saddle, is somewhere ensconced in France on a private visit while the country is under attack? How do you explain that politicians and governors are fiddling when playing politics, just like Emperor Nero of Rome, while the country burns? You see, now it is our children and teachers that are being targeted. Sooner than we expected, we will be forced to shut down our schools, because nowhere is safe. From north to south, east to west, nowhere is safe. It appears that we are being encircled by some savages and brutes determined to destabilize the country. How do you explain that the list of the sponsors of these acts, dastardly acts of terror, we handed over to security agencies in this country? Hitherto, no arrest, no naming, no shaming. How do you explain that nobody has taken the fall, nobody has been sacked, nobody has been fired, despite the security breaches in the country? How do you explain that one has to wait for a presidential directive, a marching order, to go after the perpetrators of terrorism before security agencies wake up? You are appointed as an IG, you are appointed as National Security Advisor, you are appointed as a Defense Minister, you are appointed as the Chief of Army Staff, Air Staff, Naval Staff. Those positions have their statutory responsibility. And it irks me, it pisses me, I don't know if it's just me, to hear Mr. President saying he has given marching orders to head security chiefs to go after these people. What were they appointed ab initio to do? To sit in air-conditioned offices, consume our locations, while the country is under attack? How do we explain a situation whereby you have to summon service chiefs every now and then to hear their own explanation? At the end of the day, nobody gets fired. Look, this, what is happening is slowly getting closer. We live in Lagos, who might think it's safer. I beg to differ. The people who are carrying out this act seem to be bigger than the state, otherwise they should have been arrested. Because you are just arresting foot soldiers, those who are in the war, in the field. What about those who are sponsoring, who are benefiting? These people receive ransoms. They demand ransoms and they receive it, and yet they are not tracked. Yet we have NIN, we have BVN. Some of them even receive money via bank accounts. And yet they are not tracked, they are not arrested. The Nigerians must understand that we have no other country besides this one we have. It is time for the governors, not just the center. Since we don't want to settle for state policing, it is better we decentralize the security apparatus in this country, especially the police. It is time to engage local hunters and vigilantes who are familiar with our bushes and forests to synergize with the police, the other security agencies, so as to nip this thing in the bud.
Because it is gradually consuming the country. Nigerians no longer have to deal with poverty alone. Now they're dealing with insecurity. So I ask, how much more worse will it get? It is time. Just imagine if this were to be happening in the time of Jonathan. Those in power today would have led the protest. They would have gone to the Freedom Park or wherever. Now, those activists are nowhere to be found. Everybody has lost their voices. Nobody is saying anything.
All right.
Are we under some kind of spell? What is happening? Are we being hypnotized? Is it that we no longer realize that this is the only country we have? May it never come to a point where we shall see and there was a country.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
I appreciate you calling 99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll hold it to be worthy of note. Hello, it's good to have you join the conversation. Thank you for calling.
Hello, Joyce.
Afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
How was your weekend?
Fantastic.
Though?
Thank you.
Thank you so much. This is Market Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Things is not smiley at all. I tell you, Joyce, things is not smiley. I listened to that man. That man was just weeping. Eh? So must he get to that is traditional or is somebody that is in office or whatever before they start weeping? I myself, I know how many times I will be inside my house. I'll be weeping for this country. I will be weeping for what is going on because it's not good at all. Look at the way they are just taking people anyhow. And, okay, see, when Buhari was in power, you know what he did to Nigeria? He put his feet on Nigeria's neck. When Buhari removed the leg on Nigeria's neck, Tinubu came and put an elephant leg on Nigeria's neck. And he called to say, let the poor preach, let the poor. And Nigeria was taking that word as if the man is so serious. If you want the poor to breathe in this country, will you take all those cars? You and your people in power, or your wife take all those things. You don't want them to breathe now. Let's look at all these facts. Okay, all those money you are taking, then all those acts of what bad governor are taking, is what is bringing insecurity in this country, Joy. There is nothing on ground for these people. We're hungry is too much. You know my pains now. We that is seeing Gary to drink and be watching all these things, watching it, getting worse. Oh my God. Oh my God. I just pray that we'll be seeing road to enter into our house, to go to our places where we work, where we do business. When the time will come, because we just quiet as if they take the old Nigeria to Abali's place. I do concussion for them not to speak, for them to quiet, for them to continue to do all these evil things. You, as a president, you left. You go and relax. Those places you are going to, did they not fix all those things there? Our rep, our governor, they go to outside and rest. Is that the country they go to? Is that even when you collect the money you're not supposed to collect? Is it not criminality, Joy? Is it not criminality? These people are enslaving us. Are we quiet? I'll be looking at them. It's not good at all. People are dying. People are hungry. A bag of sugar is 70,000 now. What is it? Our people that is ruling us, they love dollars too much. That is why our Nigeria money have become nothing. Because they spend dollars. I don't know what is wrong. They are countries that they are not producing. They are enjoying. Can the people see food to eat? Eh? Look at my safe girl yesterday. Before she get back home, only the clothes she has, the slippers, the shoe, the bag, they broke into her house and pack all those things away. What is it? Eh? Can we speak? Thank you.
Nigeria Info, the Sony side, is good to have you join the conversation. Welcome to Worthy of Note. Can you hear me? The Sunny Side, good afternoon.
Yeah, Joyce, good afternoon.
Thank you very much for calling.
Okay, I work today.
Well, it looks like it's going well.
Good. My name is Apurichukwu.
Good. Good to have you.
Okay. You see, insecurity, like what the topic we are discussing, you know, you see, the president, it's high time they sit up and fix this country. You know, do the right thing for this country. All this traveling, what is the aim? That's the question. What is the aim? The traveling, I mean, the trip is so much. Like what you read out, he said, what you read out the time you are addressing, he said, how many days? 94 days in 7 months.
91 Not days three. In 7 months,
okay.
Yeah.
So 91
about,
days.
So about 3 months, a little over 3 months, yeah, in seven months.
Yeah, 3 months precisely. Mm. Just, I mean, for a trip overseas, what is the aim to this country? What is the value for us? Why not sit here? You are the president here. You sit down, think well on how to fix this country. Look at insecurity everywhere. Yeah? The hardship. People are passing on through the hardship. Things are not working well. You know, see, the Naira, look at equivalent to dollar, 1,500. I hear you yesterday discussing it, 1,500. If this thing doesn't help us, you are the president of this country. We don't have any other country. Sit up and fix this country. Look at killings everywhere. Which one will we mention and leave the other? Look at the House of Representative member. Talking on insecurity, how they kill the one monarch or the other. I mean, it's unfair. And is there talking of bad roads? Can we, by this time, be talking of bad roads? We have money to fix our roads. People are dying and through the hardship, suffering here so much.
All right.
It's unfair, and we have a president.
Thank you.
It's high time they sit up and fix this country. That's what I'm saying.
I appreciate
Let them do the right thing for this country, please. God bless you, Joyce.
Thank you, and bless you too. It does quite appear that the saying isn't quite force enough. To say, rise up and fix this country has probably been a mantra since the country was conceived, birthed, and established as a sovereign nation. And 60 plus years later, we're still saying the same thing, and we are reporting cases that appear to further, it's not just destabilizing, it's taking lives, it's robbing people, it's making people poor, people are dying, and then it's snatching away whatever hopes or dreams that the average Nigerian may even dare to believe in. So here we have a nation where, given everything that's happening, one would think, as a president who's fully aware of the plights, the burdens, the terrors, the difficulty of surviving economically, and also now to add to that insecurity, something can be done about all his travels. Well, nobody's asking. I'm not even asking him not to travel. I'm just saying, in this moment, while this is a conversation on Nigeria Info, given everything you have heard, seen, read about insecurity, your president is in France. So let's talk. Nigeria Info.
Hello, Joyce.
Thank you very much for calling.
It's happiness for me, Peruda.
Good to have you. Go ahead.
Yes, Joyce, do you know what I'm saying? Nobody is talking. Our leaders are...
We are talking quiet. Here, aren't
no,
we?
No, our leaders.
Oh.
They're not saying anything. If they are overwhelmed, somebody should take the mic and give us a speech. Tell us that our Nigerians, so please, we are fed up. Eh? We are overwhelmed. Let's know where we are. Honestly, security is nothing. You can see a member now crying, seriously crying. All is not well, and they are not talking. Let them just address us and tell us, this is everybody. We just know how you take care of yourself, everybody. They will know that, yes, this is the situation. It's not funny any longer. It is not.
Yeah.
This everywhere is just, I don't know what to say. Stand still, nothing is working. Leaders are not talking. People are dying. Food, you cannot even edit. Oh, no, Joyce. This is not Nigeria. Enjoy your day.
The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Joyce.
Thank you very much for calling. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Godman.
Welcome, Godman.
I want to take you back to memory lane. If you remember, during the time of Jonathan, what was the or the agenda that the APC government used to get into the government. Now, Jonathan was not doing anything about security. There was kidnaps going on. That the insecurity is just finished in the country, and Jonathan is doing nothing. Corruption also was another thing to put out to just buy the hearts of people to go against them. Now, if you look now, it's even worse than then. Far, far worse than how it was then. And they had this massive protest, if you remember. All these people were saying, Tinubu and other people, they were talking and just saying all the things that they needed to say to buy the hearts of people to get off PDP, to get PDP out of that place. Now they are even things I don't worse than how it was. Now when it comes to, and that's why I'm tired of talking. I want to talk solutions. I don't know what this talking would be talking all the time.
What is your idea of a solution at this point? Is it going to be?
That's my point. The solution is tearing us in our face. But we care about what they're doing. We have something to do to make them wake up, to make them do what they need to do. If you employ someone, the person is not doing what they ought to do, then you can fuck the person. And in this position that we're in now, we have the democratic right to protest. That's it. And we are sitting down, just talking. And these people will never understand what's going on until they see us protest. That's why they're supposed to be extremely serious.
Okay.
Yeah, so if we are just sitting down, talking, nothing will change. Let's get out on the protest and make them feel it. That's all I want.
I appreciate you calling in. Thank you. You're listening to Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. Hello.
Yeah. Good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, you have Emmanuel on the line. I'm calling you from Ekpe.
Good. Go ahead.
Joyce, what an irony, you know. The lawmaker was crying. These are the same people who go to this traditional leaders' place when it's time for election. They will prostrate for them, you know, and solicit for their support. Tell them that Kadi is you. So far, when you're in Kodi Bufu, Awala Lishi. These same people, when they get into power, they forget the traditional rulers. I've advocated that give these traditional institution, traditional rulers, a role to play in our constitution. At least security. We talk of restructuring, nobody cares to listen to us today. Whereas, this is the same these people campaign about, you know, before they came into power. Now they've become deaf and dumb when it comes to restructuring. We are losing our traditional rulers, you know, they are being killed, they are being wounded. Now it seems as if some of us, you know, when you begin to say something, you know, when I'm talking about myself now, you know, you begin to look towards something and you keep repeating that thing. And it will come to a point that even if that thing makes sense, it will feel as if the thing makes no sense. You will just be looking at yourself as, am I mad? You know, I'm beginning to look at myself in that manner these few days because the rate at which things are going bad, you know, it seems to be uncontrollable. And the bad news is that I don't think we are getting out of this scenario anytime soon. Because it is clear today that you can't fake good governing skills. You can't fake it. If you can do it, you can. If you cannot do it, you cannot do it. You can't fake it. Talking about the president traveling, I'm not against him traveling. You know, but if there are things that are working, you can travel, nobody will even know that you travel. Now, you are telling me that they should order the security agencies to go to the bush, you know, and then stop these guys and whatever. You are paying a guy 50,000 naira for a whole month. You are driving a car of 150 million naira.
Oh, where is that?
For the 35 years, this guy is going to use in service. And his gratuity, even put together all the pension he might collect, it might not be, all the money put together might not be even to buy that car you are driving. We are not talking about your newspaper allowance. We are not talking about your wardrobe allowance. We are not talking about other allowances you are going to get. We are not talking about your salary for the 4 years if you are a lawmaker. And then you are crying. It is hypocrisy. For a governor, some of them receive pension for life. Outrageous amount of money. They will say they are giving condolences to the family. Listen, Joyce, we need to break down this system. If we are going to start all over again, fine.
All right.
If you are going to, and if you can't restructure at least economically, let's assume that you want to steal our money. Fine, you've been stealing it. It seems there's nothing we can do about it. But at least give us the right to live. Restructure security architecture. Give us state police. If you want to call it state police, fine. If you want to call it regional police, fine. If you want to call it local government police, fine. If you want to call it traditional rulers police, fine. But at least do something about this security. Give us freedom. At least we deserve to live. If we don't deserve to have money in our pocket, if we don't deserve to feed, at least let us have life. Thank you and good afternoon.
Thank you very much for calling Lagos. We're going to quickly go off on a very short break. When we come back, the conversation continues. We're talking about what now is in the news and what this administration is doing to fix it. But then again, it does quite appear that man number one is not available. And so I'm forced to assume that you are in this by yourself until there's a different body language. We'll be right back talking of this.
First of all, let me introduce myself, Mr. Speaker. My name is Akitunero Timi Jr., and I represent the good people of Ekiti North 1 federal constituency comprising Ikoyi and Oye local governments. Mr. Speaker, it's my pleasure to present this motion of urgent national importance on the criminality currently ravaging Ekiti State. The House notes that there has been an increase in criminal activities in Ekiti North 1 federal constituency in recent times, resulting in the loss of lives and property. The House also notes that the constituency is exposed to peculiar security challenges due to the nature of our forests and topography, and more painfully because Ekiti Federal Roads are some of the most dilapidated in the entire country. Further notes that on Monday, January 29, 2024, these criminals carried out a dastardly act attack in the Okeako area. In Ikoyi local government area, resulting in the death of two traditional rulers, the Onimojo of Imojo Ekiti, Oba Dr. Olatunji Samuel Olushola, and the Eleso of Esu Ekiti, Oba David Babatunde Ogushaki, and leaving a host of others with life-threatening injuries. Shocked that this is not an isolated event, as in the past few days alone, a commercial driver was killed between Ayedo and Ayebode by armed bandits. And just yesterday, a school bus load of students were abducted in Emure Ekiti, and their whereabouts is still unknown till now. Aware that the late Onimojo was an intellectual and highly intelligent historian, an orator who always spoke truth to power. Also aware that the late Lesu was a peace-loving king who was very hands-on in the development of Esuayedu communities. Further aware that because of the topography of the area and the bad roads, there has been an incursion of murderous elements who parade themselves as headsmen, leading to heightened insecurity. The House recognizes that the entire people of Imojo in Oye local government and Esu in Ikoyi local government and the entire state have been thrown into mourning on account of the loss of our highly revered traditional rulers who were forces for community development, peace and stability in the constituency and the entire state. Cognizant that the Nigerian Army has a military outpost on that road, which has been non-functional as the only patrol on Tuesdays, leaving the communities exposed for the rest of the days. And the House resolves to observe a minute silence in honor of the memory of the dearly departed monarchs. The House further urges the Chief of Army Staff to redeploy military personnel to the outpost along the Okeako area to enhance security and forestall a repeat of such acts. The House also directs the Inspector General of Police, the Commander General of the Nigerian Security and Civil Defense Corps, and other security agencies to deploy more men to Ekiti North 1 and ensure that those who carried out those acts are fished out and brought to justice. The House also urges the security agencies to put all measures in place to rescue the school children and teachers who were abducted in Emure Ekiti. The House also compels the Ministry of Works and FEMA to immediately rehabilitate the Ayedu to Irele Road and other roads in the federal constituency. The House also mandates the House Committee on Legislative Compliance to ensure compliance and report back to the House. I so move, Mr. Speaker.
Take it easy, Honorable. Take it easy.
So, I want to say that the equivalence of a minute's silence in the absence of justice is like a grain of rice or beans or whatever grain you like to eat. Just one grain in comparison to the whole plate. So you say you hold a minute's silence, but there is no justice and it's not going to stop. By the way, there's an update. I want to quickly share that with you. Kidnappers of five pupils of Apostolic Faith Group of Schools, Emure Ekiti, and four staff members who were kidnapped in Ekiti State are in the news. And what's said about their captivity by their captors is that the sum of $100 million would need to be paid for them to be free from captivity. $100 million Nigerian Naira ransom for the release of nine victims that were taken away on Monday. $100 million Naira. We've heard this before, right? Because a few weeks ago, we're speaking about the father whose six children or five daughters were arrested, one killed, and then a former minister, Pantami, gave $50 million. The public, you know, helped assist by crowdfunding. Yeah, we've heard this before, right? Okay, good. And this is one of many we've heard. I told you about two sisters. I woke up, I think it was this morning or last night, I saw two sisters abducted, 30 million ransom required out of Enugu State. Just a quick, I'm sorry, that's a lot, but take it in, because this is exactly what's happening to you. People Gazette is reporting that 35 hectares of rice farms been destroyed by herders. So the headline goes, rice farmers laments herdsmen destruction of 35 hectares of farmland in Enugu. So we don't even know what this really means in terms of food availability next year. So it's just in the news and I thought you should hear it. 99.3 Nigeria Info, we hold it to be worthy of note. And all of this, your president is in France. And as at January this year, it was reported that his first 7 months in office, he had spent 91 days away. And his reason is that he's out there to attract investors. And you need not even be an economist to look at the Nigerian economic market. Look at your Naira stability. Look at the confidence that people should have but don't. Even locals don't even have confidence in the Naira. And so you wonder who's going to come in. I mean, I think that there are people who would find a market share worth investing in, but for something that should have a broad, large-scale economic advantage to the people, one wonders what's the likelihood of having investors come in, invest in a capacity that would touch the life of the average Nigerian. And I guess tomorrow makes it February. We can actually claim that this administration has been in office for 1 year. And in 1 year, this is what we have. What would it be in 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 8 years? Welcome to Nigeria Info. We hold it to be worthy of note. And just before I go back to the telephone lines, I want you to hear this. And if you're Yoruba, you owe us a translation because it's necessary just so that we follow through.
It's a community school. But I am no Ramoto, don't you come on school.
99.3 Nigeria Info. So someone who understands Yoruba is going to help us out because I can't. So we're right back into the heart of the matter. And I'm trying to, as best as I can, spread out this terror and report in your hearing every sector or every sphere of human life where terror is in the moment touching. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-0201-465-7190. On Nigeria Info, my name's Joyce. Let's talk. Thank you very much for calling.
Hello.
Good to have you.
Sandra, good afternoon. My name is Sebastian Sandra. I'm calling from Benue State, Kwara Local Government, Jatora.
My name is Joyce.
Okay, Joyce, sorry. I want to comment about this insecurity. Let me tell you, insecurity in Nigeria today, it will not take care, it will worse more than like this. Because Northerners have spoiled this country. I'm telling you, everybody know where this insecurity is coming from. It's not from south, it's not from west, southwest, it's not from southeast, it's not from south, it's from north. And they know if people that they are causing this insecurity. Let me tell you, during the President Muhammadu Buhari administration, any senator that moved motion about this insecurity from House of Senate, I'm like, wow, we go against you, we kick you, then you should sit down. I believe that he was talking about this security that time. He was forcing himself to talk about this thing. I mean, Lawa doesn't listen to anybody from that house because they know about this thing. Let me tell you, when they kill people in my own state, in Benue State, yes, Dariba Shehu tell the governor that if you want peace, you should give your land. It's really hard they work in the country. I was very shocked that time. Nobody is not questioning all those people. I'm telling you, what I want to advise to other states from South, let every state have their own security. If every state doesn't have their own security, this thing can't work. We have a closed border from South, you open border from North, where we have the insecurity problem. What's the meaning of that? Because he want those people to enter in Nigeria and take over this country. Let me tell you the truth. Buhari is aware of this thing. Let Nigeria should accuse this man. 8 years of this President Muhammadu Buhari appeared to me that he only invests in security in this country. Let me tell you the truth. All this thing we're saying, everybody blaming this one, blaming Tinubu, blaming this one. Don't blame not at the problem of this insecurity today. Nigeria will stand and fight against them. But if Tinubu is afraid of them because my second time ambition, it will worse more than like this. So let security agency go against those people. That's my own contribution.
Thank you. The Sunny Side. Welcome to the show. Hello, welcome.
Hello.
Good to have you here. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Shag.
Shag, go and speak up for us, please. Go ahead.
Okay. Nice speaking with you again. Now, you know, there is a saying that in life you can control your actions, but you can't control the consequences. I sympathize with the Ekiti people, particularly the House of Rep guy that was clearly distraught. Why am I really now?
The guy crying is not the worst thing. The people dying is the worst thing. Why are you sympathizing with the guy?
No, I'm sympathizing. No. My sister, the election results in 2023 started from Ekiti. And if we go back to the results that we saw from Ekiti, and that woman corroborated, that woman I was speaking to the governor, corroborated my claim now. That same Oba that was killed was right there sitting, telling them to press APC. That was what she was saying in Yoruba.
Okay.
Now, like I said, that's the consequence of their decision. Because, you know, Nigerians, we're getting stupider by the day. So somebody called earlier and talked about solution. I think our solution is going to evolve somehow. Because somehow I think poverty, suffering, you know, and probably deprivation and the insecurity now will format the brains of the dead stupid ones amongst us. So that we understand that election...
Why are you calling us dead stupid? Why you practically despise us at this point? And you're a Nigerian, but you despise our ignorance, our frailty, our apathy.
Okay, look, I relate with quite a number of Nigerians, and the only description I can give to some of the explanation they were giving them for voting this current group of people was, you know, support this Muslim indicate is a Yoruba man. But, you know, like I said, anybody who doesn't have a good sense of history is, first of all, a very stupid person.
Oh, heaven.
Very stupid person, as in very, very stupid. Now,
you're mad.
Look at it. We don't have a president to start with. Because if you have a president, George, do you know that as we speak in France, your national security advisor is with the president in France as we speak.
Yeah.
Rather than be on ground and find out what is going on, you know, scientifically begin to evaluate all the situations and come up with this thing. Now, when I say some of those people are terrible, stupid people. Now, if you go back a little bit, when Akeredolu came up with Amoteco, the central government was vehemently opposed to the move. And if you recall, even Akeredolu's hometown paid for that decision. And if you look at it, Ondo State probably have the most effective unit Amoteco. All the rest guys are playing politics. The Obas are playing politics. The local government people are playing politics. So it is now, the chicken has now come home to roost. But like I said, the solution is going to evolve. Just like the NSAS thing, it's going to evolve. It's not going to be a creation of somebody. It is going to evolve. And when it happens, maybe then we'll now understand that, look, stupidity doesn't pay.
I don't know why this sounds funny to me.
Just manage the situation now. It's a miracle. God help us.
We need it so bad. The Sunny Side, good to have you here. Speak up for us.
Good afternoon.
Nobody can hear you, believe that.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Again.
What's your name?
I'm Joseph.
Welcome, Joseph.
Yeah. Again, I said to our politicians, let them play politics with our lives. The life of our parents and the life of our children, let them continue to play politics with our lives. 2016 January, I took a container to Jos. The man that owns that container, they said the EFCC was looking for that man. This man used to break stone. I don't even know his name. they call him Dan China or something. If you see many things that this man owns. If they said, if this man came to your land and said, please, you want to take this thing, or maybe you want to, they have stones, those limestones there. The man will just give you some money, then after everything, if you want to go back there and said, please, this is my land, you have took what you wanted to, what you needed, the man will chase you out. Our government and our way of what is happening to us here, our senators, our president, they are away. If they are not away, I dare them to bring those names. We lost a army chief the other time through plane crash. I was sitting down in my home, in my house here. I told my wife and my children, I said, don't be surprised that this man that died, this plane crash is not an ordinary one. That people finger this thing. Then, of recent, I think it was last week.
Hello? We have lost you. The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info. Hello. Turn up the volume of your radio set.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
How are you doing today?
Good.
Okay, so if I harbor an armed robber, am I not an accomplice?
Okay.
No, I know I'm not supposed to be asking you, please. I just want us to reason this thing together.
It depends on who you're asking. Saying why?
From the time of Buhari government, it did. Everyone that has said that they know the people that are responsible for this security, they are all members of the same gang. I stand to be corrected. You cannot tell me you know those that are killing our people every day. You refuse to bring them to justice. You refuse to mention names. You say they'll mention it tomorrow. By next week, the whole world will scatter. Your country, there will be fire. I'm going to mention names. And yet, indeed, not even one person has come to say this is what the people that are causing this security. They are all in it together. This Nigerian film that they just acted, something about war, that film says it all. They are all involved in it. They know what is going on. They know what they are killing people for. Until they own up to it, this thing will never stop. From the presidency to the last person in the government, they know what is going on. If they don't know, they don't be telling us that they have the names of those that are doing these things, that they will name me tomorrow, they will name me in 2029. And people are dying every day, thousands of people every day. Dying. And they are saying that they were promising us that they are going to end the security as soon as they enter. And let us, we are flogging a dead horse. We are flogging a dead horse. Nothing will change because they are all part of it. They know what they are doing. But there's only somebody that is supreme, that is more than there is God. That's the only hope that Nigeria has. Or we rise ourselves, we rise up. Those are the two things. If we don't rise up and God does not intervene, what are we going to do again now? God. Let me leave God. If we don't rise up, these people, their children are in abroad, though. Either they are living abroad, are living or live in a very secure environment with Mopo all around them. They are calling to that last guy that was calling us, because most of us, we are stupid, really. We are stupid. Don't give us two plates of, what is it called? Gary, they were sharing, I told them, they were sharing Gary in my street, and this, but the other day they were sharing Gary. I said, what Gary for what? Is it for a Gary or is it for a bar? Or what? Am I stupid for calling Gary from your hand? For my future, my children's future? You're wasting our time. Thank you.
Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info, we're off on a break. This one says, Nigeria mustn't be Somalia. Nigeria mustn't be left to go the way of Somalia. And you say, Somalia being ruled by the warlords. We'll be right back. We're off on a break. This is Nigeria Info. Vaughn was giving me, she was entertaining me, and I needed that distraction for a moment. Merchant Man says he's under the weather. Merchant Man, don't be under the weather, because you're representing Imo State
on the state, February 13th, but I wish you a quick recovery. Here's your message. He says, the cry of the House Rep member is ominous reality facing the entirety of the country. Hence, we decided to ignore this warning right from the onset. I want to quote a foresighted and persecuted MNK who's in DSS dungeon presently. He said, if you see them campaigning, you will think they're coming to enthrone good governance. Rather, they're coming to arm their foot soldiers to invade the land and kill the people and make them become slaves in their land. This necessitated the formation of the Eastern Security Network. Sadly, today, he seems to have been abandoned, even though he was crying for the eventual usurpation of lands by foreigners. Hence, the call for justice and self-determination was involved. His views couldn't sell on national newspaper. I think you're talking about Nnamdi Kanu. Well, thank you very much for your message, Merchants Man. I do appreciate. Lagos, we're off on a break. We'll be right back. You're on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. We're back. The president condemns the killing of the Mornacks. I guess. We hold it to be objective or subjective, unworthy of note. And so I want to quickly make an introduction so we can just easily and smoothly segue. So given the theme for the day, this topic can still be ongoing, particularly if you want to give me a commentary on what we're discussing. But we want to go into the subjective elements of the Nigerian problem. And so to link it, I want to tell you a quick story you're already familiar with. And if you're not, a few weeks ago, on Third Mainland Bridge, there was the slaughtering of three rams, and it was done in daylight. So one wonders, what does that mean? And the conversation through when I kicked off or when I introduced that topic on radio, many people suggested that it was maybe necessary sacrifice to a deity. Some even said it was the deity of the water, given that they wanted to work on the bridge, they needed to appease the gods. And I guess there were other explanations to help me comprehend what the meaning of daylight slaughtering of rams were for on Third Mainland Bridge. And so I came up with a question. Is it possible that Nigeria, as a nation, when you look at everything we're dealing with, is it possible that we are... No, is it possible that someone or persons took Nigeria as an entity or as a concept and laid it as a sacrifice on an altar somewhere? Now, let me also tell you what informs that assumption. And I could be wrong, but let's talk about it in a moment after I tell you what I saw. So I had a trance, meaning I was asleep but awake, or asleep but aware. So my spirit was taken out of my body and I was taken into the water. And in the water, there was someone, I could tell that there was someone leading me somewhere. And so the person or the being or the creature takes me, pulls my spirit, pulls. And he walks quite a while and we stop somewhere. And so he pushes my back. He pushes my body deeper into the water. Yeah. And I saw a tub with water. So in my mind, it was like water in water. Yeah. So I saw a tub. And in that tub, looking like the tiles. So my body was horizontal, right? And so he pushes my back. And I go deeper into... I'm in the water already, but this was as though I was looking at another kind of water, another body of water. And in the tub, or something that I would describe as a tub, the tiles, that's how I would describe it, had green, white, green, green, white. So the whole tile was just green, white, green, green, white, green, green, white, green, green, white, green. And he wanted me to see it because he stopped there and pushed my back. I was vertical. I was horizontal. Yeah. So he pushed my back and went deeper and I saw it. And I woke up and I thought, Nigeria, that's Nigerian flag now. Okay, all right, about it. But you know, I thought about it, but didn't quite add anything else to it. And then the bridge thing came up, and then we're discussing. So you are the first audience I'm telling. So imagine you were one person. You are the first person I'm telling that trance. And yeah, is it possible that Nigeria
was token somewhere in exchange for something. I could be wrong, but let's talk. It's Nigeria Info. We hold it to be worthy of note. It could be objective sometimes. It could be subjective most times. But of course, it's people, people dialogue, the issues, the obvious, not so obvious, the nuanced problems of the Nigerian society. Welcome to Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Let's talk. 0700-993-993-993 and 0201-465-7190. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hello, Joyce. Mm-hmm. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Thank you. Real good. Tell me your name. Go ahead.
My name is Ifeanyi Chukwu. I'm happy to be on with you.
Fantastic.
See, I want to lead other questions to the one that the gentleman that called you earlier has led on.
Okay.
Joyce, you understand that at the peak of the election, right?
Mm.
There were no kidnapping, all these terrorist attacks at the peak of the election, that mm-hmm. time of the election.
Mm.
Now, the governor, hello? Hello, can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
All right, the governor that governed Borno State before Shettima was complaining about Shettima, but he is in connection with some people. Now, Shettima was made the vice president, the distinguished Shettima, which only him alone is befitting to be our vice president. Now, the governor, hello?
Okay, I guess you're having a problem with the connection. Nigeria Info, welcome to the show.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
This is Evangelist Focus.
Okay.
Let me just continue from where that man just stopped.
Did someone call you yesterday?
No.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So, before the election, let me just butt right on this point. What I'm about to say right now is worthy of note. Before the election, there's a particular man on my street. He should be at his late 50s. Sorry to say, he's a Yoruba man. I don't like saying all this tribal or something. He's a Yoruba man, but we are close. Joyce, do you know what this man said to me? I was shocked. He said he knew this man has nothing to offer. But if he votes for another candidate, he said it in Yoruba, that is a bastard. That's Omali Nimi, that he's a bastard. Now, our president is the only president that I see to be a very sincere president. Opposite. What did I mean? He refused to talk to journalists. He said he is his turn. Emilokan, Yoruba Lokan. And he said something that captured my fantasy.
Your fantasy?
He said it in parable. Bulaba Bala Blue. That's the suffering that we are going to face is going to be in blue and black. But we don't understand.
Oh, good God.
So, I don't want to start saying anything about...
Well, you said enough already.
So, you said I should call you back there yesterday to confirm...
What does your number end with?
That's 6260.
I don't know. Am I right about that?
Yeah.
Okay, so I forwarded your number to someone who wanted to purchase your i-something, and he's supposed to contact you. I hope he does, whenever he does. So good luck with that.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Is Nigeria on an altar somewhere? Let's talk. Nigeria Info. Hello.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
This is a wonderful dog, Bolu.
Good. Real quick.
Yes. You see what's happening? If they lie, let them kidnap every Nigerian. They will not kidnap me. You know why?
What do you mean?
I didn't have money.
Do you think the people poorest, who are being kidnapped...
I'm the poorest man in Nigeria. Nobody will kidnap me because you will not let me do anything.
Yeah, but the people who are being kidnapped are not kidnapped because they are rich. Are you so unaware?
Because I know that those people will come and pay the ransom for them.
You are so here, but me, you are not. You're unaware. Stop speaking, please. That's not the reason they are being kidnapped.
You, they cannot kidnap me. I didn't have any credit to pay anybody.
Yeah, that's not why people are being kidnapped. People are not being...
They I do not vote for anybody.
All right.
So I didn't have any business doing in government house.
Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. The Sunny Side, good to have you here. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Joe. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Thank you.
Yes, Louis, my name. I'm calling from Lake.
Good.
Yeah, just two questions I want to ask.
Me?
Our military high hierarchy.
Uh-huh.
People governing us. Our elected presidents and the governors. If they decide to embrace money in spite of what is happening, in order to allow Nigeria to be consumed, which country would they spend that money?
So when you're going to comprehend evil, logicality is not a card you play. There's no sensibility to evil. It's evil, and the nature in itself is chaotic. The very core of evil is chaos. So looking for order in chaos is looking for gold in the clouds.
Okay, you know why I say that? Because I'm very, very, very sure that Nigerian military, if they are left alone without any control or without any enticement, like money and all those things, they will curtail this evil ravaging in our country. But because it's not now. It started long ago, but every day it seems to be worse. And if nothing is done, those who are up, let them not think they are safe, because someday they will come down. Thank you very much.
99.3 Nigeria Info. So here's the reason I'm asking this question of, is Nigeria a token in some altar somewhere? Because that could explain our problems, you know? Maybe the fruit that we see today has its roots somewhere. Could that be? Help me out. We hold it to be worthy of note. We're Nigeria Info. Hello. It's good to have you. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. I lost your make it back. Hello, good afternoon to you. Nigeria Info.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling. Go ahead. Tell me your name.
Hello.
I can hear you.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Tell me your name. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Wale.
Good, Wale. Go ahead.
Concerning the discussion, the topic you people are talking about.
Which people? Are you not part of this? What do you mean,
I
you people?
I think we Nigerians as a whole, we are not serious. We are not serious at all.
Why do you say that?
Huh?
Why do you say that?
Because, just like one of the callers said, that we are foolish.
Today has been a day.
And I'm beginning to see sense in what that caller said. Because these people are just taking us around the table.
What if this is jazz? What if this is jazz? What if, you know, this is just jazz?
What if it's what?
Jazz.
It's not jazz.
Are you
it's
sure?
Something like that. Our problem is religion.
Oh God, no! Come on now. How is? Why are you blaming? How?
We always look on God to do it for us.
Yeah, but that's not religion. Yeah, the dependency on God is not religious. It's not. Is that religion?
Why I'm saying this is because I believe you've heard of the country El Salvador also.
Uh huh.
It's one of the dangerous countries to live in before. One of the dangerous countries to live in, El Salvador, because people that run that company are kidnappers, killers, gang leaders, drug lords, and things. It took the current president just 1 year and 2 months to eradicate such nonsense. You cannot live in El Salvador in peace before. You live here. When that government came into power, he promised to eradicate such nonsense. And he did. Within the space of 1 year, two months. El Salvador now is one of the safest countries to live in.
All right. Thank you.
So I don't know. These people, they know what they're doing.
It's a lack of will on the part of the people, a lack of resolve. I think it's that and not religion.
These politicians, they know what they're doing. as we are discussing this thing on radio, everybody is bringing his own opinion. They are somewhere tuning, listening, laughing.
Thank
They're
you.
They're laughing at us.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. So, I don't think it's religion. I think it's a lack of will. So the guy who called in, who called us stupid, foolish, stupid, very, very stupid. The reason I found it funny was because I had a mental picture in my head. So there's something about weakness that can make a person unattractive. So unattractive to the point where you could almost begin to despise them in their weakness. So that was a picture I had in my head when he said, well, you're so stupid. And I thought that he must have perceived the weakness, seen the weakness, felt that the initial sense of weakness should have maybe forced resistance, but that we adapted to the weakness to the degree to which we're so weak, we have in ourselves allowed weakness to make us despicable. You're so unattractive that there's something, someone can look at you with spite for being so weak and lacking the will to resist. I saw a quote somewhere. I can't remember it, how it was put, but I'll just paraphrase it. The person wrote that the person was also quoting someone else, and the person said that the slave that doesn't resist does not deserve pity. I have to look for that quote. A slave who doesn't resist does not deserve pity. And so when the gentleman says, we're so stupid, you're so foolish, you're really stupid, that was a picture I just had. It's like, yeah, this one Nigerian that despises fellow Nigerians for being so helpless. Welcome to the show. Make it back. Another angle to this story is Nigeria on an altar somewhere. Is this jazz? Is this a spiritual spell? Is this witchcraft? Hello. Hello. Welcome to the Sony side. The volume of your radio set. Take it down. Down. Honey. Yeah?
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for calling. Turn off the volume of your radio set.
Oh, yes. I've done that.
Good. Tell me your name. Go ahead.
But I'm Joyce. Yeah, anonymous. I was a military officer.
Oh, good. Glad you're alive. Thank you very much for fighting for this country. Okay.
Joyce, this country, I think we're just making what I call noise.
Uh-oh.
The only thing that can solve the problem of this country is revolution. Without that, it could be peaceful one or not carrying arms.
Mm.
Without revolution in Nigeria, nothing for us. Thank you.
That was quick. And to the point. We'll hold it to be worthy of note. Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Olumiyiwa, please permit me to say something.
Sure.
And I love you call me after this last caller. Immediately after the Biafra war, they are just saying civil war, Biafra war, our leader studied everything, the sources of that war, and they discovered that if people can make weapon by themselves, then they can rule us willingly. What did they do? They removed chemistry. I mean, they read chemistry and physics from our education. So, and technically, what can make me power in my community that can face Boko Haram? They remove it. And they introduce three things. Number one, poverty. When people cannot see food to eat, we will control them. Number two, they use ethnicity. Let me say, I'm even Yoruba, Daman, Igbo. Then they now use religion. So when they told you that three things, they finally divide us. And they now said, you cannot carry weapon. You can't defend yourself. So anyone that listens to me, you must forget that you are Yoruba, you are Igbo first. Let's remember we are humanity. Number two, let this spirit of poverty make us to stand up. In conclusion, let's begin to carry that thing. Let me not say weapon. What is Boko Haram using a terrorist weapon?
But it's illegal to bear arms, though. It's illegal to bear arms.
Yeah, you know why they make it legal? My sister, if we know that was a time during the SARS, we were told in our community that they are coming for us. So no one sleep. Everybody can leave the house.
Your line is so bad today.
Hello, it's network. I'm saying is that the only option during that time of SARS, when those soldiers they are coming, if they know that those guys can defend themselves, will they come like that? So before we let's continue shouting forth, if we are really ready to deliver Nigeria, not by mouth, because there is no shied bat without blood. So those that are ruling us, they have empowered those that we tame our mouth. So before we want to fight for what is right, because you can't get a government of the people that are not made by the people. It's not possible. That is why we don't have government. I can't tell you I have government. I don't have government. You can't get a government for the people. If you don't have government made by the people, how can you get a government of the people? All right. It has to be made by the people first. If you don't have government made by the people, they can't listen to you. You are not the one that made them your government. And for you to have a government of the people, it has to be made by the people. You have to remove those people that are not made by the people.
All right.
Good afternoon.
This one goes, as long as those who voted for this administration are also going through the pains, I have no issues. Let's ride on. I'm Savior from Ogumbo. Well, thank you. Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. I can afford a conversation before commercial break. Hello. Welcome to the Sunny Side. We hold it to be worthy of note. Hey.
Yeah, hello. I'm Joyce. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Thank you very much for calling, Marika.
It's about the sacrifice on the
is Nigeria under something?
You see, the problem of Nigeria is very simple. It's the amalgamation of people, heterogeneous people, and handing over of power to a group of people, a section of the country that are not open change, are not open to new ideas, head down by religion and culture. So it's reflecting on the whole country. So until we liberate the South ones and they have political power, so they can threaten anybody, we're not going to vote in this election. You will have problem. Somebody wants to move CBN or somebody CBN and somebody threatened, the North will react. So it's a problem. So If there's any way there'll be a de-amalgamation, maybe things will happen. If Lord Lugar did any sacrifice, maybe on the day that thing was signed, that was a sacrifice. Secondly, on Tinubu and the security, Tinubu is the most comfortable president now because he has taken care of two of three factors that can remove him from office. Hello?
Go ahead. Hello? I'm with you.
It's two or three factors that can remove him from office. He has taken control of British ledger. So they can't, that's the people that are constitutionally empowered to remove him. He has divided the people. The Aguadorians, the obedience. And so even if somebody from the East is trying to say something, the other people will counter. And he has more media people than he has economic advisors. And he did it on purpose. So they are working in the social media, dividing the people. So if somebody from the North say we want to do something, somebody will speak up. Enjoy a Muslim ticket. So he brings up that sentiment. And somebody from the North, enjoy your Wado. And so that is division. Then the only third one that is not in control is God. And we can only cry unto him.
All right. Thank you. This one goes, the police, the Nigerian Army, Navy, Air Force are the reason politicians are treating the country, Nigeria, this way. Nigerian security agents should separate themselves from politicians so that citizens can take over Nigerian politicians want to ruin this country. Well, I think you mean so that citizens can take over. Nigerian politicians want to ruin the country. It's interesting that he blames security personnel for the way politicians treat Nigerians. And one can say, well, he may have a point, right? The Sunny Side, Nnamdi Kanu on Sunday Igboho was arrested because they spoke against killings, kidnappings, and the presence of this government. It simply means government is supporting kidnappers and against those criticizing them. I have a minute before commercial break. Sincerely, the phone lines appear to be so busy, and I can only give an apology given that I have so much time on the clock and Desmond is in the studio. But it's also worth noting that you can win 20,000 Nigerian Naira, so you have 15 more minutes to get into the draw on your phone, *347*880*#, or you go to the website www.nigerianinfo.com. oneplay.ng. You bet or you stake 500 naira in hopes that you win 20,000 Nigerian naira. And by 2:45, the draw will take place. This is a moving story, meaning that even though you didn't quite get through today with your submission, sometime next week, hopefully, depending on the developments, will continue where we left off today. You have been something in the star akin to lights. Thank you. My name is Joyce. The sun really sets here for me. We're Nigeria Info.